Certainly isn't going to bring us closer to finish.
Okay, let's go.
What do you want to hear?
No, so the pasuk does say, "Kim bezos haskel v'kim bezos yisal amisal haskel v'yadosi." You know that? You're familiar with that pasuk?
No, can you?
The last pasuk on the Haftorah, the Parshas Tzav.
Ki ani Hashem yisechesed mishpatu tzloko ba'aretz. Ki ani Hashem yisechesed mishpatu tzloko ba'aretz. Ki be'el chafatzli. So go for one.
No, so I'm trying to just show Akiva
this
that
is
we
Shira
see.
Shirin, believe it or not,
we see a precedent
Perikei,
from.
Posuk, Gimel,
we see a precedent from the great Navi Yirmiya
that what?
That one should feel happy or yishalal, whatever yishalal means, about his spiritual accomplishments.
That's right.
So I thought he was asking. Right. Let's say the guy.
Yeah, and more than that,
he sins.
More than that. Yeah, ki ve'elu chafatzti.
Ani Hashem, ayishal chachma chachmaso, ayishal giwar b'groso, ayishal asher v'ashro. Don't do it in... Not those,
Milos. In your knowledge of me.
That's right. And then, ki ani Hashem, asechis mish p'tolko orpa, there's another...
Ki ve'elu chafatzti.
What? That's
where you just gave a shmizu.
Yeah. Ki ve'elu chafatzti.
Really?
A few weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. I love this puzzle.
Ki ve'elu chafatzti, ve'elu chafatzti.
It's a big puzzle.
But ve'elu chafatzti means I expect these things out of you. Wow, I feel choshev. Hashem expects Arabas Chesed Mishpot Utzloko Ba'oretz. That's why I want you to recognize mine so you could eventually emulate it and become that way. So all of these things make me feel good about myself.
So let's say the slacker. So what about the slacker?
What?
The guy who doesn't do anything. He has no Haskel V'yadosi for a few weeks straight. He shows up, he comes to the rabbi and he says, Rebbe, I have no Haskel V'yadosi, and I feel terrible.
So, start learning.
But he can't because he feels bad about himself.
There's no such thing. You can't learn because you feel bad about yourself. Come on, please.
He's depressed. He's,
Come on, let him learn. He'll see. He'll feel good. He'll realize. That's what it is. The greatest feeling is, I feel good. I have money. I feel good. I talk. I sit with these people. I sat yesterday with a guy who must be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I sat in this house. This house alone must be worth $40 million. I'm not sure what he had there in this house. I don't know. Maybe not that much. Maybe.
No, but it's just like such an absurd number.
No. So maybe 20.
No, even 20 is just like ridiculous.
But this guy is needy. So needy of
praise.
I and this and that and this, the money doesn't do it for
him. I have an interesting question.
His connection to Hashem. Me and Hashem were like this. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. What could give you more self worth than that?
But why doesn't the pasuk say kim bezosi salam asalel, just in the knowledge that Hashem loves him, something like that?
What does these halal hamishal mean? He should be praiseworthy.
He should give himself credit.
No, but if you're praiseworthy, you should know that you're praiseworthy. If Bezosis Halam is Halam, it doesn't say other people should praise you.
So why doesn't it just mention the bedrock? Meaning, I feel like no matter what, even if you have some guy who hasn't been, he's 50 years old, he comes to you, he didn't do a mitzvah in his life, you could tell him he does have something that Hashem loves him and is waiting for him. All of Shir Hashirim, let's say.
So maybe the pasuk should have focused on that.
Instead of the pasuk talking about something that the guy actually did, meaning what's the bedrock at the end of the day? No matter how far you've gone, you can the base level in the Jew is the fact that he can return to Hashem, that Hashem loves him, that he has a neshama, etc.
So I'm not sure what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying if I were writing the pasuk, I might have focused on that because that can to everybody. Haskel v'yadosi. I mean, I guess there's a pasuk that says, be'ele chafatzti.
No, but that's
but not it's not be'ele chafatzti. It's not even true. Be'ele chafatzti, even the guy who doesn't have anything.
But talking about what you're going to... You can't praise yourself for what Hashem loves you.
Yes, you can. You were just saying it. Not praise yourself, but you feel good about it.
He's emphasizing why we feel that way. What is it? It's Haskel v'yadosi. It's because I know him and I have that relationship with him. If I didn't know him, he could love me all he wants and I wouldn't even know he loves me. The Haskel V'yadosi is what gives me that sense. I know. Hashem is.
Oh, you're saying that that's because you recognize what Hashem is.
Yeah, of course. That's what makes them. This is. Zek Keli. How do you say? Who Keli? B'chai Goeli. After I see all this, it's a beautiful thing. See all the greatness, graciously tachlis. Then all this greatness, this beyond. Anything, you, a superhuman being, V'hu keli v'chai goyali v'tzur chevli. Hashem li v'lo hiro. It's personal. So when you're mocking who Hashem
that's very beautiful. Very impressed.
That particular word, I think someone told me from Rav Schwab.
It wasn't your.
I don't think that was
my word.
Must say, I'm not sure. I think I overheard someone saying it once that it was from him. Not sure exactly. But anyway, okay let's go.
What's with the double lashon? Because this is halal and this is halal.
The one who is praising himself. Mayor Perry is here. Mayor Perry has arrived.
This you should praise the one who is praiseworthy.
Where is this? Somewhere here.
Maybe you really shouldn't praise yourself at all, but if you're into the praising of yourself,
once you need to praise
at least
yourself.
Do it the right way. You know?
No, but there's
not necessarily talking about yourself. It's talking about people.
There's another pasuk also.
Yishalel, ha-mishalel.
Vayigba libo bedarkei.
No, Yishalel means... It means for yourself.
The person
means
for yourself. Praise himself
in this way. Yishalel, chochma chochmosei. You. Yishalel, ha-mishalel. In other words, if you're going to be mishalel, praising yourself, the only thing that's praiseworthy is this. You don't have to praise yourself. Right. Certainly shouldn't praise yourself a chochem. Certainly not be osher. Certainly not be gibor. If you're going to do it at all, it should be a list. Okay, let's go.
Vayik ba libo bedarkei Hashem.
Okay,
but that's for another.
We should get a double table here so people have room to put their food and
what?
Coffee.
So just let's get rid of some of these things.
We're going to get rid of the sperm at the expense of the...
the gosh. Food is... This is a breakfast.
This is very symbolic, right?
This is the kiddush class.
Clear away this sperm for the food.
Okay, let's go. Where are we up to now?
Pasuk.
We got the ruchnis for the gash.
We didn't finish even the Rashi's on Pasuk.
I have to get my body on board.
Oh, Gimel. We're up to Gimel. The Rashi's on Pasuk.
Okay. Poshati as kutonti echoch el boshenu. Pochatsi as ra'al echoch etam. He comes knocking. The chosen comes knocking in the middle of the night. The dew of the night.
Again?
Yes. We didn't finish the Rashi yet.
He keeps knocking into shit. That's
I know.
So anyway,
banging down the
door. So she comes knocking, and she says, "Poshati eskutonti, I've gotten undressed. I'm not going to get dressed again. Echochel b'shen, I'm not going to get dressed again for you. Vachatzi es, I wash my feet. I'm not going to dirty them." So Rashi, what Rashi say? Kolema, falimadeti poshati eskutonti. So again. There's the moshel and the nimshel. The moshel is the chosen and the kala who are estranged, and he's now coming back to her to make amends, and she's extremely obnoxious about her response. You know, how could I do? How could I do such a thing? You know, come on, you're not worth anything. The nimshal is, Rashi says, kloimar. What does it mean to us? Kvar limadeti la'atzmi drochim acherim. Lo'yucha loshuv elecho oid. The Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've learnt other ways. I can't return to you anymore. Now this is scares the daylights out of me. Because what this line seems to say is...
So they say it's true, though.
When Chazal quote or Rashi, when they say over what they're saying, if it was a unless they point out that this is, you know, this is a Maise Sotna, Maise, it seems to be a normal psychology. That's a Limadati Drochai. I mean, Rashi said at the beginning. But this is an avua to Klal Yisrael's reaction and matzav in the golus. That's what Shir HaShirim is. It's an avua. Shlema HaMelech's avua nisnabe. If you look at the Akdoma, he was menabe on the future, and the Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch will have this relationship. They will become estranged, but yet the love will still palpitate in their hearts, and they will be drawn together again, and that whole business. So here is the negativity. I learned other things. I want to ask you a question. Does that follow? Because I learned dvorim acherim, like ucha lo shuv elecho oid. I don't get it.
If you're so far away, it's hard. The further away, it's harder to come back.
Like ucha lo shuv. First of all, I learned the Torah once. I learned kvar limadeti. Now already, he says, I've already learned other things.
Maybe just done like the next step of ucha.
What?
Maybe just done like that.
Yeah, lo ucha loshuv. Say lo ertz lo ani eni roitze loshuv. That I would understand. I learned other ways, and I like the other ways that I learned, and I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore.
Where did you get that from?
What? No, I would understand that. It doesn't say that. If it would say that, I would understand that. I have other ways. A person learns other ways. Let's say I now have this newfound religion. I made up a new religion, or I found a new religion, and I like it, and I'm not interested in going back to it. But like, uchal.
But people don't speak in reality in these situations. You're saying the way a person would respond, I'm not able to. It's not that.
So see, that is not to say that that Shlema Melech, and Rashi explains it.
Representing people's opinion. No.
When Klal Yisrael says it, Klal Yisrael speaks. There's a certain. The assumption is that if they're saying it over, they're saying truth. Now the truth may be perverted.
Meaning this is the way they feel.
This is the way they feel. Chazal.
You're not saying that it's impossible. You're saying that they feel that it's impossible.
No, but even just to feel that way. Look,
right. Okay. I think you guys are saying what you're saying is very similar. I don't think that.
Well, I'm saying, Lu'ucha, it makes sense that a person can say, I don't feel like I can. I don't think I can do that. I'm not able to do this. Why is that?
No, but it's a real feeling. They cloudy clawless. The assumption is we're talking about an intelligent cloudless world. We're talking about knowledgeable people. We're talking about people that are, you know, that are real. And they're saying like this, since I learned. And Chazal are reflecting it, which means there is such a taina. Which means that there is such a taina.
The logic behind it is irrational. Because just because
of the way it's not. But there is such a human taina. Human beings will feel this way.
Right, I'm saying. Otherwise, that feeling.
Good, that may be.
Expressing it in such a way, the logic of the statement doesn't make sense. That's what.
No, the logic doesn't make sense, but the psychology of it does. I feel this way. So I want to understand, how could I feel? How could it be that a person learns he feels
the physical person.
Well, if you keep Rashi also says Rashi says
that Klal Yisrael thinks
that
it's
an
oh, let's read the Rashi. That's a good point. Shouldn't stop in the middle.
And I don't know what the
Shehoyu Hadrochim.
What's the Kinyan
name? Oh, Eilesh Yisrael Meinim Uloshin. Wait. Oh no. We skipped the pause. Wait. Kinyan Shneimar Umin Oz Chodalnu. Lekater Limleches Hashomayim. From the time that we stopped burning the Keteris in the Beis Hamikdash, that's when Ubkin Yishenemar, Shohoyu Adrochim Eil Yishoy Beineim. What he wants with that? What does he want with that posuk? Kin Yishenemar Umin Oz Chodalnu.
Can you translate the words for us?
I guess since from the time that we stopped being mekater, bringing k'teres limlecha shomayim, I guess to the malchus shomayim. Whatever.
So what's so it's a good
shohoyu hadrochim o eli yisharim beinayim. I guess at that time these ways.
Do we know what's going on in Yirmiyahu over there?
The rest of the pasuk.
Yeah, well, what the context is? Maybe there's something.
Sounds like they stopped bringing the k'teres to Hashem. They started doing other things,
right.
And then they said what.
Okay. Which drachim are we talking about?
The new
drachim.
The drachim
achirim,
right?
Right.
Drachim ha'elu. Because it says, Limadla asked me drachim achirim. Shehoyu ha'drachim ha'ele yishorim beinayim.
So that's why lo'u chaloshev.
Well, it's still not lo'uchal necessarily.
Sure it is. I found something.
I don't want. I found something better. Why would I want
to
go back?
No.
It's not
lo'uchal.
It's not lo'uchal. It's lo'yitza.
No. Listen to this.
Found something better?
Listen to this.
Yeah,
something
better. Why would I want to return? I can. No, I don't want to return.
I would say.
He's right. But let me
I know it's a feeling.
Let me explain why.
I'm saying.
Let me try to explain. Let me add to the president's insight. Add to the presidential
You could be beheaded for that in the old country.
Who knows? He could be promoted to some position.
Checks and balances.
Yeah. So let me try to balance.
It's like you're not in
let me try to balance it out. Yeah. And you could bring the check. Okay, listen like this. You there? So maybe the pshat is like this.
How much?
Look at the Klal Yisrael has found Drochim Acherim. Yeah? Drochim Avei Acherim, Lemaise, in the first place, Hamikdash, the Drochim Acherim were Avei Dezora. They did Avei Dezora there, right? Avei Dezora, Gidarayah, Shlichas Domin, Drochim Acherim. And it brought us to a matzah b'le'uchal Oshuv. Why? Rashi says, why? Shehoyu hadrochim ha'elu yeshorim be'eineihem. Elikim bores odom yoshur. There's an innate, inherent yashvus in every human being. Yeah. Wow. Listen, let me finish. Wait. So Mamela like this. If the Dvorim Acherim didn't touch the core of their yashrus, and they didn't see that they were yeshorim. The dvarim achirim can't prevent me from doing that. Excuse me. But yosher has such a power that if I convince myself that these are drochim yeshorim, then as far as I'm concerned, that's it. There's nothing else to talk about.
It doesn't say anything in the pasuk.
What?
It doesn't say that in the pasuk.
So he had
no, that's how Rashi teaches it. He says, they said, "Me'osh tichodano lekatem lech shemaim." We have to look over there. It's true. We should. Shehoyu adrochem eli yeshorim. I guess from the time that they say, must say, you want somebody maybe get a Tanakh. Where is it? Yirmiya Mem Dalet, is that it? Yud Ches? Is that Yirmiya Mem Dalet Yud Ches? Is that what it says?
Okay, yes.
Rebbe's saying this argument is on an intellectual level, right? This is like not just emotions.
Jeremiah.
Mem Dalet Yud Ches.
Jeremiah 44:18.
Rebbe's saying Klai Yisrael thinks that this is the Yashras?
They feel, they've convinced themselves that it's Yashar. Of course it's not
Yashar. And that would be Akasha.
What? But the Chiddush is, the point is that the human being has such an affinity to Yashrus. Where is it?
A sensitivity, if you will.
An
internal barometer, if you will.
The barometer got messed up, basically.
She thinks she's right. She thinks she's right. Is that the shot and buzzer?
Yeah.
She gives all these excuses. She's like, yeah, I'm right. I wash my feet. I'm in bed. I don't have to get up for you. Because, I did all these. That's her Yashrus.
No, Yashrus bedrochim. I found another way.
Pashati
eskutonti. This is Klal Yisrael talking. Klal Yisrael is not saying Pashati eskutonti. I took off my kittel.
I lost faith in science.
Klal Yisrael is not saying that.
No, we are saying that.
No, again.
We're not the door. Hashem's not.
No, no.
It's a good line.
Both.
Hashem knocks on the door.
Listen,
Hashem, go away. I have a new way.
Yeah,
I have a new way. I'm tired. Deep.
No, not that
way is a real way.
They feel.
I know.
But Shati Eskutonti represents having a new way.
What's Pashat Eskutonti?
I took off my clothing.
That's my new way.
Reform Judaism. I found a new way.
Not my new way is getting undressed.
No, I don't think so, because it means that I think the best way is the scientific method.
Really, if you're a really good Jew, you say, I'll get up and open the door for you, Hashem.
I have faith.
The new way is Pashat Eskutonti.
I have faith. Makes sense to me.
That's my best way. I don't have to get up anymore. It's
the scientific method.
No.
I hear you.
You hear
it. That's what it says. It says.
No, I agree with you. It's funny.
Please, I'm going to say, listen what I say, like this. Again, don't mix the marshal with the nimshal. The marshal is the chosin, the kalish is saying, I got undressed, I washed my feet, I'm not interested in opening the door. Rashi explained the symbolism of that marshal.
You can't extend it past
Let me just say. Explains the symbolism of that marshal. What's the symbolism of the marshal? The symbolism of the marshal is that when Hashem comes knocking on the door and he sends the Novi to bring us back, you hear, to bring us back to do tshuva, So the symbolism is, we say to him, I found other ways, I can't do tshuva. The Novi says, come do tshuva. Klal Yisrael answers, I can't do tshuva. Like, ucha lo shuv. That struck us as something very bizarre. Like, ucha lo shuv. If you want to do it, you could do it. Klal Yisrael felt they couldn't. Why? So Rashi explains, because shehoyu adrochem elu yishor b'neim. That's the reason. There's only one reason why Klal Yisrael can believe that they can't do tshuva, because this alternative that they found is yosher.
They thought
it's yosher, it's straight, it's right. That Klal Yisrael has a natural sense of yosher. The Kim Boris Odom yosher. Guess maybe all human beings have that. The Hebo Big Shuchish Bainus Rab, they have this, all these divers. Wait, let me just finish. Memela, like this. The only thing that convinces Klal Yisrael that tshuva is beyond the pale of possibility is the fact that I found rochim acherim that are yeshurim be'enai. The minute that they realize, or that you could show them that this is not yoshur, that's where you get them. For example, let's say if a person is into
the story with the monk, and then he's like picked up a wallet, and then he just learned the halachas of the guy who went through Jewish guy,
India,
he went to India, and then he figured out he was walking with the monk, the guy picked up a wallet. And
oh, that's right. Very good.
Whatever.
Wow. Very good. You hear? Listen to this.
Mayor
listen,
Perry.
This is good. It's a story. Listen, don't write it in the text. There's a story like this that, in fact, what happened was, We had a big supporter in San Diego who gave us a lot of money to do these seminars, the Arachim seminars. And then one year I went to him and I said, I'm not going to take your money anymore until you come to a seminar. I want you to see what you're supporting. Because I really wanted to make him religious.
Oh, he was a friar yid?
Yeah, friar guy.
Paying for our him?
He told you you're not going to take his money anymore?
I said, I don't want any more of your money until you come. He says, no, I'm not. I like you. I give you your money. I don't care what you do, God. I said,
how do you
I'm
get
sorry.
People to say those listen, words listen, to you? I'll give you money. Very I don't
rare,
care what you
very
do.
Very rare. It hasn't happened since. That was 20 years ago. The kids are like,
I don't give you money anymore, trust me.
Listen, so the kids, so finally I convinced him that I'm going to do a seminar for him. So I took him and a mutual friend that we had, and we went to the Homowack for 3 days.
Homowack.
Went to the Homowack, and I did a seminar for the two of them. Morning, afternoon, you know. I was very, very hurt when the other guy told me that at night, this guy goes back to his room and reads for hours Zen Buddhism. Yeah. So it bothered me, like, here, I'm busted a gut to you know, to get him, this Yiddish guy, and he's reading Zen Buddhism. So, punk, that night, my wife called me, and my daughter had come back from Israel with this story. So I told him this story. I thought maybe that would, you know, shake him up a little
bit. What was the story?
So I'm telling you this story now. I'm just in the background how I heard this story. This girl was a Jewish girl, but she had no shaykhus to anything. And she went to some place in India, wherever it was, some guru, and she's mamish getting close and ready to join the whole thing and the whole religion. And, you know, she's mamish getting into it. She's on the verge of converting, whatever they have to do. And all of a sudden, the thought occurs to her that she says, you know, I was born Jewish and I know nothing about my own religion. Maybe before I give it up and I make a commitment to this religion, I should find out a little bit more about what I'm all about. She picked herself up. She must have been a wealthy girl. She picked herself up. She went to Yerushalayim. And she goes into Neve. She found a girls' seminary or something.
She goes to Achabina?
So she goes into Neve, and she goes to a class in the middle of the day. And it's a class about Hashemas Avedah. Find a simon and not. You have to announce it. You have to return it. This is Yush before, after. Well, and she found it very unspiritually uplifting. Very cold and dry. Halocha. Do this, belongs to him. It doesn't belong. It was Meyayish. It doesn't belong to him anymore. She couldn't take it. After an hour of this class that she couldn't tolerate, she picked herself up. She went back to India, back to her guru. She says, she's ready. They're ready. She's ready to do whatever she has to do.
She left something.
She's, what? No, yeah. No. The kids are there walking along, ready to dot the I's and cross the T's, you know, in the final conversion process. And all of a sudden, they spot a wallet, thick like this, lying on the floor. So she picks it up. She sees there's a lot of money. It's $100 bills, you know, and credit cards and everything. And it had a license with the photo ID and everything. The person, you know, had his name and address and this. The guru says, yeah, let me see. Puts it in his pocket. So, and they continue walking. He continues talking about the holy religion. Yeah. So she says, but what about that? That we found. We got to give it back to the guy. Whoever lost it, has identification and everything. You know, we found this thing. So I guess he must have said that. What do you mean, we kimasabi? You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's now it's mine. The kids are. They go on again. They go on again, and then again she says to me, gotta give it back.
To her.
Well, no, gotta give it back. It's not your, you gotta give it. Ignores her. Again, it bothers her, you know, especially I guess she learned this class about Hashemas Avedah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe she didn't learn, you don't have to give back to a goy. I don't know, maybe it was a Jew. Probably it was a Jew. Most of the people there are Jews anyway. Oftentimes they find the guru himself was a Jew. Anyway, so finally she says to me, you must give it back. He says, give it back. And take all this money and just waste it on material things. He says, I will transform it to true spirituality. She picked herself up. She went back to Yerushalayim. She enrolled in a Ve, and the story goes, I don't know, you know, she is today. She lives in. Yeah,
she's a Rosh Kolelet.
Anyway, so that's the end of the story. The kid's like this. So Meir is right. In other words, that what busted it? Because the only way Drochim Acherim can seem satisfying to us if we feel there's an internal yashrus there.
And it's also
if it's yosher be'enai. So he, what did she show? What did she see in this guy? Yashrus. Where's your yashrus? It's not yours. You have an identity, give it back. Mela, that's what busted it. That's a perfect.
And that's also, it's also, that's also one of the reason why, like, these kids are like off the D. That's what this one kid. He's like, I don't get it. My uncle's not Jewish, right? And like he's not, like, he's different than us. Like, it's also, like, a lot of times, it's like a yashrus thing. It's like, yeah, not fair. Like,
yeah. And what about what the kids say, the yashrus in the classroom? Many kids have told me this. The rich kids, oh, they get 14 chances. Poor kids, they don't have a chance. You know what I mean? It's like this, or the Rebbe has favorites, or the Rebbe embarrassed the kid, or the Rebbe did this, the Rebbe did that. Like, you know, they have tainus in yashrus. And that's it. If we can show them that their alternative is not yosher, and that this, in fact, is yosher, yashrus seems to be...
Yashrus, the Jewish kids should get 14 chances. What's that?
Okay. If you can convince them with that argument, then you'll bring them back. You know what I mean? It's up to you. Anyway, so that's the idea.
Yashrus is really MS.
What?
MS.
So what you're saying, is making this, that Ba'ucha Lashuv, that it's not just an emotional feeling. It's true. At this point...
Well, no.
No, because at this point, if they feel that way, they can't return.
Yeah. What does that mean, like, push the right button?
Well, Klal Yisrael
has to change the yashrus.
Klal Yisrael is not saying shtuyot.
No, but not shtuyot, but you could have answered that. Oh, it was a feeling that they're not able to.
What is it?
But you're saying taget shtuyot unless they change the yashrus.
That's the pashtus, what it is. Boy, let's just one more thing, because it's late. We got to go. But what happened over here next? We'll have to come back. You'll have to. But what happened over here next? Then comes the Doidi Sholach Yodom Nachor.
You're not finishing the pasuk?
No, I just want to...
Yes.
Because Doidi Sholach Yodom Nachor, so I want to ask you, if the Taina was that these are Drochim Yeshorim, that's the Yashrus, so then what is Doidi Sholach Yodom Nachor? I see Hashem's hand. All of a sudden, may I homo olof. My intestines churn with love, and I jump up, Rashi says, B'leim Sholim Ovenefesh Chafetzah. My taina was that I found Yashrus.
Rashi doesn't say that.
I found what?
the emotion.
You said Rashi says that?
Rashi says what?
Oh, you're right. In the Pasuk Hey, Rashi says.
Yeah, Pasuk Hey. So
good. Okay.
I almost up to Pasuk Hey.
Okay.
No, so what's the pshat? Now, this has to be all together. This is not...
Uh-huh. It's one long pasuk.
It's one story. This is a story.
Yeah, it sounds like your emotions can affect what your barometer for Yashrus is.
Barometer, yeah.
But what? No. But what triggers that emotion? A deeper insight into Hashem's love. When I see Hashem's hand, well, not Hashem's love, but the loving
Hashem's
relationship.
Hand? Does it really mean Hashem's hand?
It's metaphorical.
It's metaphorical meaning love. Does something.
Really?
Yes. The hashkacha pratis.
The
prokya sanach me'ala.
Why should a person be moved by
the love? That's the same
love. Why should that don't even
sounds like you're understanding.
Yeah, no, I was saying she got it wrong.
I was saying Hashem's
like trying. You had some bad influences in your life.
Sticking his hand through the door.
Emotions
right.
Control everything.
Not the
heart is the muhsin. Do you know what someone told me?
A preacher can do the same thing.
Okay, okay.
So what, we should be affected by preachers also?
I want to hear what the Rav was going to say. What were you going to say about emotions?
No, you know what someone told me yesterday?
I heard what you said.
They learned in biology. They say that the heart doesn't have the neurons from the brain, which go to every part of the body, do not go to the heart. The heart, so to speak, works on its own system. It has its own brain. The heart has a mind of its own.
It has a thing in there. There's an internal pacemaker.
That's right, but what that means is like this. That means is like this.
It's a separate pulse.
The Avodas Hashem is to take the brain and to influence the heart. The heart is not naturally influenced, just like the finger is. Yeah? The finger only moves because the brain directed it to move. Not so with the heart.
That's
the heart moves. When a person is brain dead, the heart is still
Oh, wow. Pumping. This is like a drush?
So I don't know. You guys told me this thing.
So it's Kishan.
CNS doesn't go to the heart?
I don't know.
This,
I know the heart has its own...
Can you look it up?
The heart has something which tells it how often to pump.
What tells the heart to speed up and slow down based on...
Not the brain.
No?
Your physical
brain
heart
causes all the other...
So that's what he says.
I'll look into it.
Physical heart is where your emotions are?
No. It's all rush, symbolically.
That's symbolic. That's the same idea. I don't know. Anyway, but listen to this.
Where's the
Neshama? Here we see one thing.
We're in the body.
Let me see one thing. My taina is... Listen, I gotta go. My taina
is... We have to finish Pasuk Gimel. We can't do it for the third week in a row next week.
Okay, my taina is Yashrus. But what answers the Yashrus? I see Hashem's hand. I feel that love? My, how's it say? Shati, kamti lev shalom.
What's pshat?
The pshat is because the love of Hashem clears the intellectual air. And I see, this is Yashrus. Oh, it's a big Yashrus. Yeah. Look at this. Here. What? Nirvana.
Stiesel.
Yeah, but what? Nonsense.
Positively pure.
Yeah, nonsense. What nonsense?
Stiesel.
Yashrus, but the Torah says I'm blinded. But the love of Hashem sheds light and
it
emotion.
It clarifies
and
your intellectual capacity.
Clarifies all the intellectual questions. Okay, let's just finish the Rashi. We'll get out of here.
Wow.
Okay. Where is I lost the page already?
Pasuk Gimel.
Hey, I can't see.
Parakei Pasuk Gimel.
Glasses. What?
Parakei Pasuk Gimel.
Oh.
Up to the word Velosh.
Oh, okay, yeah. Lashon Shuva so Isha Amina Efer Shaina Roitz Liftoch Labala Adeles, or the Fisha Posach Akosa Beloshan Ani Yeshena, Kol Dodi Doifik, Siam Beloshan Shuva Hanifelas Aloshan Doifik, Al Hadeles Beis Mishkav Hashena
Bobalis. Is this a grammar thing?
No, since he started with Loshan Doifik, so what is it? What is it? So why is it pissed? Oh, I guess that's what. What?
These kind of Rashi's I skip.
I don't know what he means. If it,
not a grammar hack?
What's the Loshan Doifik al Adel space Mishkov Hashena Balelus? Oh, that's right. Kol Doidi Doifik was the first posuk. So the reason, since it was like banging on the door, therefore he uses the marshal of she's gotten undressed to go to sleep and she washed her feet. It's a marshal of banging on the door and not wanting to let you in. It didn't have to be banging on the door. It didn't have to be Peshat Yeskototi. Stam, I found other ways. Why the marshal of the Peshat Yeskototi, the Rachatz Yisragel? Because since it was called Doidi Doifek, so it uses a Loshen, Hanafelas, a Loshen Doifek, a Ladelas, Beis Mishkav, Hashenu, Malelus. He said, Ani Yashenu, Libi Air. So Ani Yashenu, Libi Air, Kol Doidi Doifek. So it sounds like it's in the middle of the night. Pisli, Achosel, Sheroishi, Nimloto, Futsoi, Sarasi, Sei Loilo. With the rains of the night, my head is wet. So it's nighttime, he's banging on the door. What happens when people, those days, they didn't have electric lights to stay up all night, right? There were movies to watch all night. So what they did, when it got dark, they went to sleep. So that's why the marshal of Pashati is Kutonti, because it's called Odi Devik. That's all Rashi says. Okay, anything else on that, Rashi?
That's all.
Okay, so we're up to now
Dalet
for next week. Versus Hashem. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi.
Mayor, what were you